approached by the writer to do this script. And it took me a long time to get to it. And it's right up my alley. It's by Rotten Pines, and all of his stuff is right up my alley. I love his script so much. All the sub characters. So this one was a lot of fun. Getting to be a serious, educated therapist who you don't I guess you do expect that she's going to become a bimbo because of the title, from therapist to bimbo, and the fact that, you know, you're listening to the audio, it's obvious what's going to happen, but, you know, in real life, you wouldn't think that it would just happen that quick and that she'd be so susceptible to it. But I love that switch where she just totally gets into it and is like, yes, I just want to be a bimbo. I want to live for your cock. And then she becomes his sex slave. And I kind of want to be a sex slave, so I'm down. So that was a really fun role. I loved getting to do that personality switch too, where you play one role and then you become somebody else. That's always a lot of fun to play. I've done a lot of roles like that, I think, because it's a lot of fun for me to play things that have a lot of depth or different personalities or whatever, because I don't like to just play one character throughout. I don't know, I think it's more fun when things are switched up, when I can do different things with my voice, at least, because I love doing fun things with my voice and showing different emotions and stuff like that. So anything that allows me to do that, I am all for. But I really love like that extreme sub aspect and getting completely dominated in these scripts. So that was a lot of fun for me. Something that I think is interesting about this, well, it's completely fantasy and none of it's really rooted in reality. The fact of the matter is that, you know, the pandemic is happening right now and a lot of people are out of work, and I'm thinking people might be doing things they wouldn't think they would normally do for money, or people are really hard up for money. So in a way, I think that this is realistic a little bit. You know, she hasn't had a client in 3 months. She's got this guy who comes in who's hot and who's like, I'll make all your fantasies come true and you won't ever have to worry about working ever again, and you'll get my cock 24/7. And it's like, I don't know, can you really turn that down? So, I don't know. It's a good deal. Okay, fantasy-wise, it's a good deal. I don't think I'd really go for that, but I don't know. I think people would. So, it's a little rooted in reality, I guess. But I've definitely had those guys who go after me because of my education and career. I used to get hit on at work a lot by those kind of guys. So those kind of guys do exist. I know that much. So I'm sure the women that get turned into bimbos exist too. Because I've definitely met the men like the one in this audio before. Self-made millionaires, they were not. I have no way of knowing, but I'm gonna guess now, because where I worked was in between 3 homeless shelters, and most of the people who came to my work were pretty much destitute. But anyway, I guess that doesn't really matter. This audio is supposed to be a fantasy anyway, but they still were after me. Probably because they were hoping that I was secretly a bimbo.